In the day's other news, the death toll reached at least 30 after severe storms swept across the deep south on Easter Sunday and overnight. There were hundreds of reports of thunderstorms and tornadoes from Texas to the Carolinas and up the Atlantic coast today. One storm hit Monroe, Louisiana, damaging up to 300 homes. The weather front also killed at least 11 people across Mississippi and six more in northwest Georgia. In the presidential campaign, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has endorsed former Vice President Joe Biden for the Democratic nomination. Sanders dropped out of the race, or suspended it, last week and appeared with his former rival today via internet live stream.
I am asking all Americans, I'm asking every Democrat, I'm asking every independent, I'm asking a lot of Republicans to come together in this campaign to support your candidacy.
Your endorsement means a great deal. It means a great deal to me. I think people are going to be surprised that we are apart on some issues, but we're awfully close on a whole bunch of others.
Also today, Biden was declared the winner of last Tuesday's presidential primary in Wisconsin. But 14 voters in the state filed a federal lawsuit to force a partial revote. They said that thousands of voters were disenfranchised by holding the primary in the midst of the coronavirus crisis. The Trump administration is asking to delay deadlines for the 2020 census, citing the COVID-19 pandemic. The Census Bureau confirms that it wants Congress to let it wait until June 1st to resume field operations. The deadline for finishing would be pushed back to October 31st. In Pakistan, officials lodged a formal protest with India after heavy artillery and mortar duels in Kashmir over the weekend. The two countries accused each other of violating a 2003 ceasefire agreement in the disputed region. India and Pakistan have fought three wars over Kashmir since 1947. On this date in 1970, an explosion in space critically damaged the Apollo 13 space mission and transfixed the world. In the ensuing drama, NASA engineers labored frantically to bring the crew back safely. 4 days later, the crippled spaceship made it home, and the three astronauts splashed down in the South Pacific, emerging as a global audience looked on. We remember it well, those of us who were around. And the White House South Lawn was deserted today after the annual Easter egg roll was canceled due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The tradition dates back to 1878, with the president and the first lady welcoming children who were 13 and younger. The event has been called off before for world wars and for White House construction. Still to come on the NewsHour, Spain begins to loosen its lockdown. What are the risks of reopening too early? The path to the pandemic, the mistakes the Trump administration reportedly made while the threat was just emerging. Amy Walter and Tamara Keith analyze the latest political headlines. Plus, a single grocery store feeds a New Orleans neighborhood stricken by COVID-19.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.